Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J, presented by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese.
Welcome back to Old School. The chaos continues. Jay Foreman was on a he's on a roll, so you get out of the way and just let him land wherever he's going to land. That's what we're going to say.
DP, there's another opening, North Star.
The Gators. Look, man.
The Gators.
Look, I'm old, but I will stomp on your foot.
But it's just right there at North Star, the Gators.
I will stomp
they
on
got
your
some,
foot.
They got, hey, I'm going to tell you like this. They got some ballers coming over there.
See,
from the Malone Center.
See, then why don't you go over there, coach?
We got to go over there. You know you can't just have one of us over there. You got to go two.
I tell you what, if you go, I'll go.
I got to know what the stipulations is to be the head coach.
We'll go through all that stuff. I got the playbook. I'll be the offensive coordinator. You be the defensive coordinator. We'll bring in Nick and let him do special teams.
You do special teams?
No.
Yeah, don't be out there.
We really just want him to count the bodies and make sure the dudes at the end of the bench get to play. Like that'll be Nick's job.
The tenure for me being head coach would probably be different. As soon as I try to have a body bag game, they'd be like, well, you are no longer, your service is no longer.
Well, they'll tell you can't run up 70 points on people. That's what they're going to tell you.
Yeah, but I'd be giving extra benefits for, you know, somebody's big hits.
You can go to IHOP, take them for pancakes. You can do that that's not rude. As long as you're not running up score.
Right. So we got a 5-stack pancake on homeboy's head, ready break.
Just pancakes. That's all you gotta say. You ain't gotta say it out loud.
McDonald's.
Like, pancakes. Pancakes. Yeah, that was the rule. Like Barry was gonna be like, I'm like, they asked me to be head coach. I'm like, Barry, I'll be his assistant, though. Go ahead and do it.
Right.
So, Jay, you know, you when you're ready to roll over there,
I'm going
to
go ahead and go over there tomorrow morning.
You let me know when you're going to roll over.
I'm going to go over there tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Let me see who this AD is over there. For you people out there.
Jay Foreman just show up at his door, just stand there staring at him.
I'm here. I heard you needed a head coach. Well, take that application down. Right.
You know what? That actually needs to happen.
That'd be funny.
That needs to happen. So go take it down. Like, go find it on his wall and just rip it off. Just go find it. Like, he's got it in his office somewhere.
Right.
You just go grab it. He goes, excuse me, I need that.
Yeah.
I need that.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Have my key and everything ready. And my whistle.
And my nameplate on the door.
Yeah, my nameplate.
Coach Foreman, Stat. I need this, right? This would be a
right.
He's Kelsey's Nathan Render. Nathan Render is the AD at North.
Oh, State. They were quick on the chat line.
Oh, it's bro. This is why we have it.
Yeah,
like I get smarter every day just sitting here. Reading,
I hear you.
You know,
at least you use it.
Well, you don't bring your laptop. So
no, I'm talking about Jake the Snake.
Oh well, you know.
Come on. I don't need my laptop. I got you. That's how I got through college. I was lean with it, rock with it.
I understand. Edmund Sherrod and Monty Knight, DP, hook a brother up. I got this report. I said I'll walk you through it, but I won't do it for you. I was a helper. I wasn't gonna say, you know, not bad.
Your service is always appreciated.
You know, you got to do stuff. James Franklin signed 10 years.
James Franklin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 years. So. You get your head handed to you, and then they extend you 10 years.
Yeah.
So well, I guess USC really don't want him on it.
Not anymore after they Penn State kind of went, you know, south. But or maybe he felt like he didn't want to make that jump out there to the West Coast of USC. And, you know, 10-year contract, that's a tremendous amount of job security. I don't know. If he has, you know, kids, you know, I'm sure.
He does.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm assuming that, you know, that factored in. They might be, you know,
Well, he said it was a destination job.
Right.
So,
and he's from around there, right?
Yeah. So he said destination job when he got it. He said, this is not – I'm not using this as a stepping stone, even though he did peek over the fence at USC. Like, he looked in the yard.
He's peeked everywhere. Now, let me ask you this, though. If you had to pick, regardless, just say two – you know, don't look at where USC is now.
Okay.
Because, obviously, they, you know, aren't where Penn State is.
Okay.
But just two of those colleges, right? You had to pick one. You're the number one – you know, coaching candidate, and you're out there on, you know, the market, and both of them come with the same contract, you know, parameters, and, you know, obviously with the California taxes and all that, but just everything, the same take home is the same. What job will you take when you factor in everything that would be in your decision? So tell me which one you would take, and tell me like two or three reasons why.
I would say Notre Dame.
No, it's between USC and Penn State.
USC because of the weather, and it's Hollywood,
okay.
And it's warm, and there's really cool stuff to do, and recruiting is easy. Like, I don't have – the money is good. Like, the value of that
– But
like,
both the money is the same.
But you're not going to get more – what am I going to do with my downtime at Happy Valley, Pennsylvania?
You're going to jump on your private jet that's one of the donors is giving you 10 trips a year, because a head coach, all you're supposed to do is be watching film, go home and eat, and then do some more. So all the stuff that you're saying you want to do, you don't get to do.
Yeah, but why would I choose a place that I want to leave as soon as I get a chance to leave?
You would adapt to your surroundings.
Like, if I'm in Hollywood, I'm sitting on a hill on the side of the hill looking in the valley anyway.
Right.
I'm living in the crib.
So you're going for Disneyland.
I'm talking about the beach. I'm going for like, I can be on the beach and live on the coast.
Right. Yeah, I get you.
I don't. So you're not thinking of snow.
You're not thinking of you're thinking you're not
the
thinking
other stuff, because that's how the decisions are made. The other stuff, it's much easier for me to recruit to USC than it is Penn State. It just is.
In theory, yeah.
Right? They're different
it
dudes.
It is in theory.
Different dudes.
Depends on what type of football you're trying to play, but yeah.
Right, different dudes.
It's a bigger state, and you are the number one.
Well, they played the same type of football for a very long time.
Yeah, but so, not right now, though.
Right, but not right now. Now, if I want to play any style of play, the easiest play to get them to is Los Angeles, California.
Correct.
So being able to do that, being able to train outdoors more of the season matters, right? The fact that I don't have to go indoors and go in the facility and – you know, if it's snowing, I ain't got to worry about it, you know, the campus being shut down. None of that. None of that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Plus, from a diversity standpoint, whatever food I want is there in Los Angeles. Authentically, it's there. So the only – here's a real talk story. In 1979, I was asked to attend a camp at Happy Valley. And I said out loud that I couldn't play there because the uniforms are so awful.
You don't like Penn State's uniforms?
Like, you didn't even try.
You don't like them? I like it simple.
You don't even try.
I like it with the black shoes, though.
Well, that was the part that really stuck up. Like, I couldn't – wearing black shoes? Like, why? Not in the 80s. I wasn't wearing black shoes in 1980. I needed white shoes and – the way I thought about it, and of course USC wore them for a while, and then Charles White and those dudes start putting the spats on, and then just right. using tape. But yeah, it's just the natural thing would be Los Angeles. I'm more Los Angeles than Happy Valley, Pennsylvania.
I can dig it.
So and yeah, you know, those kids in Pennsylvania are different. They're different. Like, those are some hard, rugged young kids.
Yeah.
Like, them dudes live different. They're parented differently. They're coached different.
Right.
You know, back in the steel mill.
Where do you think you could, have success earlier.
I would,
with everything being now, look, there's USC has an easier path in the Pac-12.
Well, I'll
so
say
I'm just saying
based
broader
on who
space,
I am, who I, based
broader,
on who,
like a where you can make a you know a run for the you
the,
know
the places that I've coached, the kids were more like Penn State kids than they were USC kids.
Right.
I've always coached the thick neck one a half step slower than USC. Maybe not as fluid or sexy as USC. Hardworking direct line folks. Like, I would have been a really good Nebraska coach.
So what do you think, like, USC needs in a coach? Do they need more of a personality? Do they need a recruiter? Do they need a teacher? I know that obviously the easy answer is all the above, but what do you think is the number? Like, if you're in the know or in the, you know, decision-making room with all the boosters and all that stuff, what do you think they? What do you think is the top two things on their criteria?
Coaching staff, assistants. The top assistants matter.
So you don't think the head coach is the most important thing?
No, not at USC.
Well, what about Pete Carroll then?
No,
he had the biggest personality, and he was the best coach.
Now
his staff was phenomenal,
right?
But he was as big as everybody else at USC.
But when you talk about Pete as a personality, chewing gum and talking at the same time isn't necessarily Los Angeles personality.
No, but they
accepted he had some stud coaches next to him who did a whole lot of the heavy lifting and did a lot of the branding for him.
Right.
Like a lot of the branding, a lot of the public, the social media stuff, that was Pete Carroll. That was his assistants. I think it requires less to be great at Penn State than it does at USC. Because you,
yeah,
in Happy Valley, you have everything to yourself.
Yeah, you're kind of secluded,
right?
You know,
like it, people aren't just gonna randomly say, "Hey, look, I'm in town shooting a movie, or I'm at an award ceremony. Can I come to your practice?"
Right.
You don't have that kind of distraction and stuff.
Sure.
But you also need a coach who can deflect and put some of that burden on star assistant coaches to handle that. Right. That the head coach shouldn't be able to be reached like Pete Carroll was. Pete Carroll had too many dudes that wore colors that had access to him.
Right.
Right? Because then it became a money thing, and whoops, you figure out that them dudes who got weapons got money too. Penn State doesn't have to deal with that stuff. USC has to deal with, like, real gangs. Like, you've got to deal with
– I mean, they practice in the hood and stuff like that.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know, I think – now, it's hard to say – see, I think Penn State could get on the national level faster than USC just because of the structure that they have. Mm-hmm. But it's hard because I don't see them unless they have a magical quarterback and in like a replica of Saquon Barkley to be able to challenge Ohio State. See, Penn State's always going to have defense. Now, and they're always going to have speed at the skill positions. What they don't have, and which is weird, is they really over the and their offensive line is better.
But it's not what it was.
But it's not even close to what you think of Penn State. They put out so many good linemen, you know, under the radar because they're known as like linebacker U, right? And then, you know, then they would have, you know, obviously other guys and running backs and stuff. But for whatever reason, now whether, you know, other teams are coming and plucking them or they're, you know, just the pipeline of offensive linemen isn't a big deal coming out of Pennsylvania and the you know, the surrounding areas, that's what's really hurt them. And I think with USC – whoever goes there can instantly dominate the Pac-12. Chris Peterson being gone from Washington, obviously he's been gone, you know, obviously a couple of years.
Kyle.
But Utah is coaching. Kyle is for real. They'll never be able to be there year in and year out. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just Utah, but he's a phenomenal coach. And it's crazy that the way I saw them play.
They rallied up, bro.
How do you lose three games right now?
Well, they had stuff going on. As you said,
sure.
they had stuff going on.
Yeah, they had stuff. A lot of
But they have a lot of USC kids in Salt Lake City. So,
right.
And it takes a while for that morph to happen.
Sure.
For them to get – they have to develop trust in the people in the
and
program.
And it's a different area in Utah for kids to go. But – for USC, if I'm a coach, if I'm the head coach at USC, or the coach that goes there, I'm sitting there like, I'm instantly thinking about I'm going to be – I'm thinking about a 10-year, you know, dominance.
And so should UCLA.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so
yeah.
should UCLA. Yeah, like, sure. That's the real part. Is that it should yeah. be both of them.
It should both of them.
Let's put a pin there. Nick's got trivia that he has to do. We'll do this in the next segment. But we'll come back to that because Texan asks, okay, same thing with LSU and Florida. There's some other scenarios some to that, get into.
There should be, especially now in this day and time of athletes, it should – they should never be where they're at right
now. Yeah, we'll talk about that top of the hour at 5 o'clock. But up next, Nick Trivia, $15 for Upside Bar and Lounge. Nick has the trivia. Call now, 402-464-5685, and we'll hook you up when we come back to Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.